You're listening to Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Thursday morning.
It is. Almost
and
Friday.
What kind of coffee does Thursday bring?
Jamaican. I love, this is my favorite one, actually. So this is very exciting today. We finally ran out of our other multiple bags of the same kind. So we finally could get some new.
Move on to something new.
new that something we've had different. A lot. Yes. Yes. Jamaican's my favorite, though. Delicious.
It is time for not just coffee on the Coffee Hour, but today we get crafty.
Yeah, it's VBS season.
It is. VBS happens, what, throughout most of the summer for most people.
So
I'm already in full swing with VBS season. How do you convey or reinforce the message that is taught in Vacation Bible School with crafts, how to use crafts to convey that message of Christ crucified for you? We're going to talk about that today here on the Coffee Hour. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. You can find out more about them at cuw.edu. Joining us today to keep it crafty here on the Coffee Hour. Ooh, do you like that?
That was good.
Keep it crafty on the Coffee Hour.
That might be the show title now.
You're welcome. Beth Schultz, she's a preschool teacher at Bethany Lutheran Church and School in Naperville, Illinois, home of the coolest baptismal font in the world, by the way, that I've ever seen.
And the largest Jesus this side of Rio de Janeiro, I'm pretty sure.
Sweet. Beth, welcome to the Coffee Hour. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for having me. I'm excited.
Anytime anyone mentions Bethany, that's the first thing I think of is the font there.
That's so funny.
I love it. So for anyone that hasn't been to our church, it's just beautiful symbolism. There's all of the pews, and you actually cross over this faux bridge, but it looks like a real bridge, over the bridge of the baptismal font to go to communion up to the rail. And, you know, we go through the waters of our baptism to go to Christ. Of course, you know, there's water on either side and there's no gates. So at preschool Christmas programs or other things like that, many parents has reaffirmed their baptism by stepping into it to take pictures of the preschooler. So that's just something you have to be cautious of, but the symbolism and the message is just beautiful. We actually got married there, and the back of my wedding dress got baptized that way too. So
so many stories.
Reaffirmation of your baptism at taking pictures of children at special occasions. That's a nice idea. Speaking
bonus at Bethany Lutheran Church.
Speaking of children, Vacation Bible School in full swing in many places, including Bethany this week. And you have the privilege of being involved with crafts at Vacation Bible School. Want to know what makes crafts a well-loved part of your Vacation Bible School experience?
Crafts are just such an important piece for those kinesthetic learners. So I know for myself, you can tell me something 500 times, but it's not going to sink in unless I'm seeing and doing it as much. And crafts are a great way, when you're just telling a story, for kids to act it out with their hands or through building it, so that they are putting that story into their mind and hearts in a deeper way, in a more understandable way. The goal is, you know, when your children can teach something, that they understand it to a higher level. And today's craft that we did at our VBS was building baby Moses in the basket with pieces that were removable, so they can tell the story as they go. So it was this little wooden Jesus, and they wrapped him up and put him in the basket. And then our craft leaders added some green hands, like the leaves hiding him and protecting him as well. And so the goal would be that then they can take that with them and tell their families, oh, what is this craft? Well, this is baby Moses, and this is what happened to him. And when the children have that playability with this particular craft, it helps them with the words, so that they can share that message when they leave us. And they're able to go to that next step of, not only do I understand it, but I understand it well enough to speak it to others. Other crafts may not be playable like that. They could have different missions, but it's important that you have that strong mission focus when you're planning that craft, so that the children are actually taking away tangible notes of your lesson that they can take with them into their day. If you're just doing a for fluff craft that's just fun, you're losing that opportunity to give them that empowered time to share God's word and God's promises, or you're missing the opportunity to create something with them that will really impact them. I know that there are definitely crafts I did. I don't remember all of them. I'm sorry, any of my preschool and young grade teachers. I don't remember every craft we did, but there's one I remember doing with Mrs. Grice in first grade that still sticks with me. And you don't know which of these crafts might be that extra Bible verse memory in their brain to give them that boost that might stick with them. I think that crafts are just very important to keep with kids because it's such a visceral activity. It helps them to learn, to memorize, to grow. So it's probably a longer answer than you were looking for, but I'm passionate.
We like passion here.
That's good stuff, man.
It is good stuff. Yeah, crafts are, that was, well, I'm, you know, have degrees in arts and stuff. I like arts and stuff. And I'm a kinesthetic learner. It's my favorite part. I still have some of that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Andy's playing with some weird, like, bendy thing right now. I don't know.
I had fidgets in my second grade classroom. I totally get it. You need to be moving.
We have little fidget things here.
It's the only way I made it through grad school.
I still have some of my crafts from either when I was a little kid in VBS or when I was actually teaching or doing the crafts with some of the VBS that I would volunteer with. But it can be hard to, like if the crafts aren't given to you, it can be hard to maybe know how to create that focus on Christ. Is there, are there tricks and tips that you have for people leading crafts to help maybe hone in on that focus that they should be doing?
Yeah. So the VBS curriculum has like a craft guide in it, and they have some great ideas to get started with if people are looking, you know, to figure out what they're doing this year for VBS. Even if you can't buy those materials through CPH, there, you know, are a lot of ways you can come up with similar things when you look at their craft guide. I always come down to what's my mission. So even when I was leading songs at opening today, is the mission for them to get the actions of the song, or is the mission for them to know God's promises in the song? And to me, it was for them to know God's promises in the song. So I took more time explaining the words than just teaching the actions. When you're doing a craft, you need to look at what's your purpose. Am I doing this for building social bonding within the church? Okay, well, if that's the goal, then I don't need to make little individual crafts. If that's the goal, then maybe we could make a big painting all together. If my goal is to have the kids memorize this Bible verse, then I want something word-based. Maybe it's a puzzle where they're putting the words together and they have to remember what order the words go into. You always want to start with your mission and go from there. It's a little dangerous to say, oh, well, I am Jesus' little lamb. I just want to make a cute little sheep craft. So I think this teaches them that God protects them somewhat. I don't know. You always want to start with your mission and go from there. For little fingers or high schoolers or whatever you're working with, obviously the craft will be adapted based on their ability level. But start with that mission. Figure out what that is first. That's the most important thing. As a preschool teacher, I'm focused on my missions at school, even though it is a Christian Lutheran school, and I can teach the promises of God. Sometimes my crafts are focused on building fine motor skills or on building ability to use scissors. Whereas with VBS on Sunday school, we have the joy of our main purpose is just sharing the promises of God, of Christ's salvation. You know, it's just what Christ did for us, for our salvation. And so you want to make sure that that's the main focus. If a preschooler cannot use scissors very well, and you want them to be able to, I don't know, cut out something for a memory verse project, they might spend all of their mental energy cutting out that thing, and they're not actually thinking about the verse. So you want to make sure that your mission for that craft is clear and obtainable for those children, so then they're not distracted with difficult tasks and are focused on that mission.
What if the adult can't use scissors very well?
That's a different kind of crap.
My husband does say he missed that day in kindergarten. He doesn't cut things out very well.
I really appreciate the points that you've made, that start with your mission. Start with your why. What is it that you want the children to gain from this craft? What do you want the students to gain from this craft or this activity? And go from there. It's not just about creating a trinket to take home. What are they going to do with that if they take it home? We have some really creative teachers at my son's school at our church as well. And we now have what is known as a lamb on the loose in our house. This is from Jesus the Good Shepherd, the lesson of Jesus finding the lost sheep. I mean, Jesus finding the lost sheep. And so we have a little woolly lamb craft that gets hidden in various places around our home, and then you get to find it, just like Jesus found the lost sheep, reminding us that Jesus searches until he finds the lost sheep. So,
that's
we have
awesome. I'm plugging that away,
Mrs. Armbruster.
That's got great playability, and you said it was your son.
We have a 4-year-old son, and he loves it. And so I noticed this morning that the lamb on the loose is hiding behind a photo frame in the hallway. I don't know if he put it there or if mommy put it there, but yes, the lamb on the loose is hiding. So.
Yeah, and that's something I love. So I'm not against sending things home, because it gives playability like that. You know, your son is able to keep that Bible story fresh in his mind by doing this activity with you. And how many statistics there are about when parents are involved in the instruction and teaching of the word, how much more there is a chance of your son keeping that throughout his life, and he will remember it. Even if it's silly, that sheep, that reminds me of this Bible story, which teaches me of God's promises. That's why crafts are so important, because kids think in those mini adventures. And crafts can be a mini adventure in the making of them, but then they also can take on a life of the sheep going throughout the house and hiding behind things and great memories with mom and dad. I think that is a wonderful activity.
Well, and it's also given us opportunity to talk about the lesson at home as well. It extends the lesson into the home, so it gives us an opportunity to dig into it. Why would Jesus search for the lost sheep, and how are we like the lost sheep? So it's been very useful. So thank you, Mrs. Armbruster at St. Mark's in Eureka for the lamb on the loose, and we'll see what other things end up roaming around our home. Beth, thanks so much for your work on Vacation Bible School and sharing your experience and your talent with us today. Thanks for being our guest on the Coffee Hour. It's been a pleasure to talk with you about keeping Christ in the crafts at Vacation Bible School this year.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful rest of your Thursday.
Thank you. You too. Well, we have more Coffee Hour on the way. I'm going to go make something creative.
Oh, I was like, make coffee? Yeah, I can make coffee. Oh, you mean craft. Got it. Yeah. Okay. We can have a crafty afternoon. I would be cool with that.
Staying crafty in the Coffee Hour.
Yeah.
I'm Eddie Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.